With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Children are still living in poverty in New Mexico, and their overall well-being hasn't budged from the bottom of state rankings. But the annual Kids Count data book does reveal a couple of bright spots, according to the executive director of New Mexico Voices for Children. The advocacy group released the data that was compiled by the Annie E. Casey Foundation recently that shows teenaged girls aren't having as many babies as they were several years ago, and the number of children without health insurance has dropped, too. James Jimenez says those are encouraging numbers, and changes in policy at the state level will add to the gains.
You know, the 2019 legislative session, I think, is going to go down as one of the most important in our state's history in terms of potentially changing the trajectory for children and families in this state.
Those gains include a working families tax credit. And lawmakers added almost $500 million to the public education system, raising the level of funding per student back to pre-recession levels. And Jimenez says voters in New Mexico can elect more lawmakers who pledge to lift the state up from consistently low rankings.
They should be asking them, what is it that you are going to do to improve conditions for children in New Mexico? And if they're not satisfied with their answers, tell them why they're wrong and tell them what they should be doing. You know, we found that when we do that, legislators oftentimes will respond. Then once the elections happen, it's really important to keep in touch with those legislators and praise them when they're doing well, but also take them to task when they're not doing well. Let them know when they are not doing right by children. But I think it's also important to thank them when they do the right things by children.
Jimenez and New Mexico Voices for Children say it will take time for actions taken at the Roundhouse this year to end up in measurable changes to kids' well-being, but they say they are pleased with this year's baby steps. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.